Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello friends, this week we have been studying the subject of the reality of heaven. Today, I'm going to give you a multitude of Bible facts about heaven. The first Bible fact that I want to bring to your attention is that the scriptures tell us that heaven is populated by people from every tribe and tongue. Some people may imagine that there are certain groups or cultures that will not be represented in heaven. But God does not look on the outward appearance. God looks on the heart, and He is able to determine if that person has turned their heart towards God in a true way or not. And we know from this verse in Revelation 7:9, after these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. That verse assures us that heaven will be the most multicultural place ever seen. The next Bible fact is that people in heaven have some type of glorified body, and they wear white robes as their clothing. It's a false idea that has been perpetuated that after people die physically, they become simply disembodied spirits that float about for eternity. When Jesus told the parable of the rich man and Lazarus in the 16th chapter of the Gospel of Luke, both of these men appeared to have some type of recognizable body. If you'll recall, the rich man wanted Abraham to send Lazarus down to hell to cool his tongue with a drop of water from the tip of Lazarus's finger. The fact that the rich man had a tongue to cool and Lazarus had a finger to dip in the water shows us that there is some type of body that resembles our body that we have now, though in a different state when a person dies. You leave the physical body that's often been called an earth suit that we have right now, and your spirit and soul go somewhere, whether it's to heaven or hell, depending on your eternal destination and choice you've made during your lifetime, but you do end up with some type of body, and one in hell that feels real pain, and one in heaven that enjoys real comfort. Another proof text of this point is that in Revelation 7:9, we read the account of the multitude standing before the throne of God wearing white robes, having palm branches in their hands. They had hands and they had feet to stand upon. We know that they had some type of body for these heavenly inhabitants. The next Bible fact that I'll bring to your attention is that there will be a feast, and there will be food, and there will be drink in heaven. In Revelation 19:9, it says, "And he said to me, Write, blessed are those who are invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said to me, These are the true sayings of God." And then Jesus said in Luke 22:30, "And just as my Father has granted me a kingdom, I grant you that you may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom." So we can see from these verses, there is food and there is drink and there is a feast in heaven. Another Bible fact that is a beautiful one is that there is a river in heaven. Revelation 22:1 tells us, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb." Have you ever wanted a house on the water? You will have a water view in your mansion in heaven because there is a river in heaven, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Another interesting Bible fact is that there are trees in heaven. We talked earlier in the week about the fact that heaven has been designed by God as an absolutely gorgeous city. But we can also find that in this city, there are trees. It says in Revelation 22, verse 2, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 manner of fruit, and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. We know there's at least two trees, because there was a tree on either side of the river, but these trees bore fruit, and they had leaves that brought healing. There are trees in heaven. Revelation 2:7 confirms it when it says, he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him that overcomes, I will give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Another interesting Bible fact is that there are musical instruments in heaven. Revelation 5:8 tells us, when he had taken the book, the four living creatures and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having each one a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. Now, there have been many jokes said about all you're going to do in heaven is play a harp, but the truth of the matter is there are musical instruments in heaven. And obviously there is worship and praise and songs in heaven. And these harps, whatever they may be, are some type of musical instrument that will be in heaven. You may be a great lover of music, but understand God is the one who created music, and his music will be divine, and it will be the most beautiful music you have ever heard. One of my favorite things that I found in the Bible facts about heaven is that there are animals in heaven. I've had many people ask me, do you think there's animals in heaven? And I found multiple scripture that reveal there are animals in heaven. Maybe not your cat Fluffy, but there are animals in heaven. And it says in Revelation 19, verses 11 and then verse 14, these words, and I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat upon it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. So we know there are animals in heaven. There are white horses in heaven. But there's some other interesting animals or creatures in heaven. Found in Revelation 4, verses 6 to 8, we read this. And before the throne there was a sea of glass like unto crystal. And in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind. And the first beast was like a lion, and the second beast like a calf, and the third beast had a face of a man, and the fourth beast was like a flying eagle. And the four beasts had each of them six wings about him, and they were full of eyes within, and they rest not day and night, saying, Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, which was and is to come. Here we see another type of animal in heaven or creature in heaven given faces like animals we're familiar with, the eagle, the calf, and the lion. So we will see some very interesting things in heaven, including some animals. Another Bible fact about heaven is that there are multitudes of angels in heaven. Multitudes. Revelation 5:11 says, and I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne and the beasts and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands. That's a lot of angels. Hebrews 12:22 says, but you have come to Mount Zion, to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to myriads of angels. That's multitudes of angels. There are multitudes of angels in heaven. There will be songs sung in heaven. There are many songs mentioned in the book of Revelation that will be sung in heaven. But in Revelation 14:3, we find this beautiful scripture, and it says, "And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn the song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth." So that's one song that is sung there. But another is listed in Revelation 5:9. It says, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and open the seals thereof, for thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by the blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." There will be songs sung in heaven. Another Bible fact is that there are books in heaven. Revelation 20, verse 12 says, "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works." There are many more Bible facts about heaven that can be explored in the Word of God, but that's all the time we have for today. I want to encourage you, make sure that you know where you're going to go when you die. You can have assurance of eternal life now in this life and eternal resting place in heaven when you die by giving your heart completely to the Lord Jesus Christ, inviting Him in, asking Him to forgive you of your sins and committing your heart and your life to Him, and then walk with Him and pray and ask Him to help you to serve Him all the days of your life. God bless you. Have a victorious week.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.